a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.
The JMAC News Show. Fearless. Honesty.
Honestly, it's the honest ones you want to watch out for.
Jay McFarland. Fearless. About the stories that really matter on KSL News Radio.
Hey, it's Kirk Jowers filling in for JMAC today, and I have on the phone Senator Mike Lee. Senator, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kirk. Good to be with you.
Mike and I, we go way back. We clerked for the same judge. He was he followed me with that judge, and so I've been a fan and following Mike for a few decades now, amazingly enough.
Well, and I've been following you, and it's been exciting to watch your career unfold. It's always good to reconnect with you, either in person, on the phone, or on the air.
I feel the same, and there's so much I want to talk with you about today. But my first guest was Greg Miller, who's mulling a run for Utah governor, and I actually mentioned your name because. You did not get into the race early, the race that you ended up winning for U.S. Senator. You were going against an incumbent. You were going against then a popular attorney general. It didn't look like there was a vacuum that would accept another person. But you were doing – I just want to take you back to that – to 2009. You were doing what I thought was a very genuine and innovative thing around the state without declaring. Can you tell me a little bit about that that summer and fall?
Sure. Yeah. Back in 2009, I started giving a series of talks about the Constitution, about federalism and separation of powers around the state. I was not yet a candidate, and throughout much of that time was undecided as to whether I was likely to become a candidate. But I talked a lot about the fact that the reason we've got a federal government that's too big and too expensive has to do with the decision over the course of the last roughly 80 years to ignore the twin structural protections of the Constitution, the vertical protection we call federalism and the horizontal protection we call separation of powers. The former is supposed to keep most government power close to the people at the state and local level. The latter organizes power within the federal government between three co-equal branches of government. We've deviated from both of these separations simultaneously and done so to the detriment of the people. That's really, in a nutshell, the nature of the speeches I was giving back in 2009, roughly 10 years ago.
And I listened to several of those speeches, and they were great, and I watched you also listen to people, and you started to feel this wave with the Romney campaigns. I think it was Mike Leavitt who actually deserves the credit for this analogy, but he said to win an election, especially a big one like U.S. Senator or United States President, it's like a surfing contest. You need to not only be a great surfer, but you have to catch a great wave. If you don't have both, it's probably not going to happen. And it just felt like as I watched you do that, as you evolved through that, that period of time, that you could really feel this wave of people who wanted to cling a little more deeply to the Constitution. There was so much going on with what happened with President Bush, and now President Trump or President Obama was really kind of taking him for a loop with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, things like that. And Anyway, and of course, for you, your love and understanding of the Constitution is in your blood. You grew up discussing it around the kitchen table, and that's been kind of a defining fact of you since I first met you as a law clerk. Anyway, it was fun to see that come together and to see you remain true to those speeches and to those deep feelings you have throughout your career.
I'm just honored that you referred to me just now as a surfer. I like that. I like the image.
I'm not sure if I do like that image now. Well, let's get to a couple of issues before we have to take our next break. There was a judiciary hearing yesterday regarding apps that would better protect innocence in a digital world. Can you give me a quick summary of that? What are these apps? How do they work? Is the government going to help or hurt what the private sector is trying to do to decrease the risk of child exploitation? What happened yesterday, and what's in the future on that issue?
We held a hearing in the Judiciary Committee yesterday. It was convened by Chairman Lindsey Graham at my suggestion because I've noticed, you know, that the use of the internet and of smartphones has become ubiquitous. A recent survey found that 89% of teens overall are online either almost constantly or at least several times a day. That's almost all of them. With so many of our children and teenagers exposed every day to the internet and to smartphone apps, they're being subjected to a lot of inappropriate content. And perhaps something can be done about things that harm them on a daily basis. There are traffickers out there who groom and recruit and even buy and sell children through websites and through smartphone apps. According to a 2018 Thorne study, 55% of human trafficking survivors, those who were trafficked beginning in 2015, first encountered their trafficker online or via a text message or other smartphone apps. So this is a problem. And meanwhile, we've got collectively, the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store account for about 95% of app sales in the United States. And both Apple and Google use age rating systems and child-focused rules to protect kids from obscene or exploitative content. And yet these stores' most popular apps, like Instagram and YouTube and Snapchat, can provide explicit content to children in response to very simple and innocent searches that have nothing to do with sex or any of the other inappropriate content to which they're exposed. So through yesterday's hearing, what we were trying to do is shed some light on this with the hope that these app developers and the two companies who run the two leading app stores can do something about the age ratings. Age ratings, when operated appropriately, could give parents some ability to protect their children from otherwise harmful content to which they might be subjected through these apps.
So I need to move to a break, but real quickly, is the idea that the government will help mandate these types of age ratings, or is it really going to come down to Google and Apple to come up with their own and your the Judiciary Committee hearing was really more to help encourage them along that path?
Yeah, more the latter. I would strongly prefer that we not have to get involved in this, that we not have to legislate something. Legislation is a crude, rough tool for doing this sort of thing. My hope is that by bringing some visibility to this issue, we're going to encourage Google and Apple to change their app rating systems and thereby make it unnecessary for Congress to get involved further.
Thank you so much, Senator Lee. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Senator Lee. Thank you.
J-Mac.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.